Hello, people. It's Miri again. I am here doing another AMA about the massive Christmas project. Again, disclaimer, because this is me and I'm an asshole because I'm lazy. This is raw and unedited, and this is how we actually sound. So, yay!
Woohoo!
And I'm with Bunny today. Say hi to the people.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello.
All right. So it's been a while since the project. Hectic things happened, and we're finally getting around to this. So isn't that great?
I love that for us. It's an endeavor, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so first question, what was it like collaborating on this project?
It was so interesting because I hadn't really done something like that before, especially not to this scale. I hadn't actually really worked with or interacted with my partner in that sense yet. And so it was kind of interesting trying to figure out like how he sounded and the best way to bounce off of him, because we each recorded our individual parts and then shipped it off to Eli to do everything else. And I was like, Eli, do you need any help with anything? But no, it was really cool. And it was so much fun getting to play a character for such a long time. Cause it wasn't just like a normal 15, 20 minute audio. Like this was an endeavor. Like this thing is like a whole movie. And so I really got to get into my character of Olivia, and it was so fun. I had so much fun doing it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What kind of audio equipment do you use?
So I record on a Shure Beta 58A microphone. And then I just have this toner arm that I have the microphone hanging off of. I need a new one. And then I use a Scarlett Focusrite interface for everything else. And then I just have my PC.
Nice. You're one of the fancier ones. Fancy.
I'm a fancy lady. What can I say?
You and Eli are in the fancy club.
Are we?
We're yeah, so you're fancy. In the your fancy club.
The fancy lads and lasses.
Exactly. Oh, now see, you need like handkerchiefs with that embroidered on it.
Oh, we're gonna get like blazers with like the emblem.
Yes,
on the
that's what you need.
It's gonna be like gold and red and just completely gaudy.
Oh, perfect. This is great.
No, all right. Exactly.
All right, people, you're seeing the birth of a new club. It's great. It's fantastic.
The fancy lads and lasses.
So what was it like being brought into the project?
Kind of surreal. So I hadn't really been around that long. And so I had spoken to Eli a bit. Eli and I were just becoming friends and everything. And so being brought on was kind of super trippy because I was like, what am I doing here? I'm so new. These people don't know me. What am I doing? Why am I invited? Like, but then you reached out to me and I was like, yes. You're like, do you want to do this? Like, it's okay if you don't. And I was like, no, 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 no. Yes, yes, yes. Put me in this, please. But it was so much fun, especially because I got to meet some new people. And I got to just work with my friends, which is always so fun.
It is. It really is. Different than Koala. Koala was trying to figure out, because she listened to Fapcast before, she was trying to figure out how to sneak in before. She was very happy that she got asked, because otherwise she was going to like sneak in there.
She was going to find a way.
Yeah, crack some kneecaps.
Honestly.
So I'm glad you weren't scheming. That's good.
Oh, no. I genuinely like Eli messaged me. He was like, hey, you're going to get asked to join a thing. And I was like, I'm getting asked to join a thing? What do you mean? And then you messaged me and I was like, oh, my God, I'm getting asked to join a thing.
I didn't know he messaged you first. Oh, he's sneaky. He's so sneaky.
Listen.
In the best way.
He was excited, I think.
Oh, that's good. First unrelated question. Anything you're looking forward to this year besides the end of quarantine, lockdown, colored phases, or whatever it's called? out your end of the world, because there's a lot of stuff going around about what it's called. So when that's all over, what are you looking forward to this year?
Oh my gosh, being able to travel again and like go see my family, because last year I traveled to see family like once a year at least, and I wasn't able to do that last year. So I feel very weird. Like I haven't seen my family in so long, and I know that so many people go longer without seeing their families, but I'm just not used to it. So being able to go see my family and my friends that are in other states and areas, I'm most excited about being able to do that, honestly.
Oh, that's amazing. That's like such a nice answer. I like that answer. I got nothing more to say about it. That's a nice answer.
Aw.
What was the most difficult part about creating and being involved in this project?
I want to say because we were recording our own parts and then sending them off, it was making it sound natural. A big part of working with other people is being able to bounce off of them in a way that doesn't sound fake. But obviously, like, we weren't all recording together. And I wasn't really familiar with my partner, Dulcet. And I was like, oh gosh, what do I do? But I tried my best to just make it sound natural. So I think the biggest part was like trying to make it sound like you were talking to someone that wasn't there. Just trying to make it sound so normal and natural, but like no one was there. It was just me sitting in my office talking to myself.
You guys were like the cutest couple. That's what that's what I keep hearing. They're like, but they're so cute.
Oh man, I keep hearing that about Oliver and Liam. Oliver and Liam are top couple apparently, which like valid. All of the couples were so cute. I loved it. I loved how different all the couples were.
Yeah. And I think each of them, I hope it came across, got a different Hallmark plot line.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Did you ever feel awkward, uncomfortable, uneasy when you make audios with someone? So collabing. It's not just this project, it's anytime you've collabed. And is there any awkwardness when you do intimate scenes, or was it not awkward at all?
I didn't think it was awkward at all in terms of this collab. I haven't really collabed with too many people. I've done a few, usually people approach me for them. So I'm kind of like, oh, okay, like you want me here. Perfect. And that's kind of my thing. I think I get nervous reaching out to people for collabs because I'm like, oh man, what if they don't really want to be here? Like, but people ask me like, oh, you want me here? Great. Like,
you're describing my dating life. Oh my God. I'm feeling very attacked.
Okay, I just exposed myself to.
I think somebody was like, so you don't ever believe that someone's flirting with you. And I was like, no, have to actually ask me out and state that they like me enough to ask me out. Then I'll believe it. Otherwise, it's all jokes.
And then tell me over and over again, because I'm going to be like, oh, it's gone now.
It's over. I'm not new anymore.
I know. We exposed ourselves.
I know. That's why I get so frustrated when people are like, oh, it's because you're a girl. That's why you think the dude has to ask you out. No, it's because insecure.
I think you don't like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to ask anybody. You have to ask me. I'm too insecure.
Yeah, it's like, I need to know you like me, damn it.
I know. I'm like, you could just be saying yes to be polite. Like,
yes. Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks that way. I told a friend that, and they're just like, why would you ever think that? And I'm like, you don't know. You're not inside a person's mind.
You don't get it, man. You don't get it.
Exactly.
Someone could be so flirtatious and open with me, and I'm like, they didn't say they liked me, so...
Plus, I've been around so many people where that's their sense of humor.
Yes.
So I'm just like, I don't know if this is your sense of humor, if this is an actual thing.
Oh, especially in this community. I'm like, we're all flirting with each other. I don't know what's real.
And then this is where we flash forward to 5 years from now. Bunny finds out she's been married this whole time. I didn't know it.
Not the sitcom plot line.
How long did it take you to record your part?
Actually, not too long once I got going. I got my part in a little bit after the first people got theirs in because I was waiting on like my better recording equipment. Because prior to that point, I just had this cheap microphone that I was using. And I was like, okay, this is a huge project. I want to sound good. So I had to wait for some recording equipment. But once I got going, I want to say I recorded all my parts within 2 days. I just had to split it up because like I had other things to do more so than anything. I'm one person that I don't like. Once I get started working on something, I want to get it done all in one go. I can't do like little bits. Mm-hmm. I am someone that like sits, records, edits, posts all in one go. I don't like to just, have everything ready and then work on it in bits. I'm like, no, I'm in a working zone now because it takes me a bit to get into that working zone. And once I'm in it, I don't want to lose it. So I just do it all. So with the Christmas collab, I was like, okay, just record all my parts. So as like I recorded like all my parts in a day or two.
I think you're the second fastest. Byboy was the fastest.
Byboy had it done like the day we had got assigned parts.
I know. What was funnier was he was chatting with me as he was doing it.
What the heck?
Yeah. So he'd be like, oh, damn it. I forgot the dryer cycle's running. I'll get the next one in like 20 minutes. Just give me 20. I'm like, what the hell? You already have half of them. Like, what? What is going on right now? And then he'd be like, oh, I'm just going to put a goose into the oven and then I'll finish this up because that's the way he lives his life. Is very. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's the classiest person I know.
Byboy is so interesting.
He is. He's
such an interesting person.
He really is. He's got like, I
learned so much when I talked to Byboy.
Yeah, right? He's just the best stuff. I love talking to him.
He's so sweet. He's such a sweetheart.
He literally is. When I say he's the sweetest person on GWA, I really do mean it.
Oh, yeah. He's so sweet. But yeah, no, that he showed us all up. He got assigned his part. And then like within, I kid you not, 12 hours, he's like, okay, I'm done. And I was like, what?
What's even better, he recorded it all on his phone.
Oh my God. And he's ready.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to get this done. And then like the thing was we got assigned parts and we had like a month.
Yeah.
We had like a whole month to record and like get ready and everything.
Not him.
Not He's him. Like, he nah. was like, I got 24 hours.
We're doing it right now. I think of what was it when he told me he was done. I messaged Eli and I was like, so Byboy's done. And he's like, what? He was like, I don't know what to tell you. He's like, is he trying to show us all up? I'm like, I feel really bad. I have like the smallest role. I've got nothing done.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no, the group chat was like, Byboy, like, calm down. I was like, simmer down. It's not that serious.
Oh, my God.
He's so sweet, though. Oh, my God.
He is. Can we expect more collabs or radio plays in the future from you with, like, what you have going on?
Yeah, no, I think they're so fun. I've gotten so much into, like, the production side of doing things and so I hate editing. However, I love the end product. So like I do it. Like I loved doing, like there was an audio I did where I was like a sorceress librarian, but I got to add like the school sound effects and these magic sound. It was so fun. And so I love getting to do like projects. And when I get to do collabs, it's really fun getting that input from other people and just kind of bouncing off of each other. So I love getting to do collabs. So I really want to do that. The radio play stuff I would love to do. The Christmas project was so fun. I had so much fun doing the Christmas project. So yeah, I definitely want to keep doing things like that.
Yay, you don't want to die like Eli.
To be fair, Eli edited the whole thing. So like
what I love was the dates were set up for him so he could gradually edit it.
Mm-hmm.
And he still waited till the day before his self-imposed deadline. Mm-hmm. And spent 20 hours.
Yep. But yep, I remember. Like he was, I was messaging him. I was like, are you okay? Like, are you okay?
Yeah. I was just like, I think he was messaging me at some ungodly hour, and I don't even remember why I was awake at the time, but I was just like, you know, you can, this can get done on Boxing Day, right? Like you can, this can happen the last day of December, right? Like you can sleep now. He's like, nope, has to be done. Crazy kid. Oh, next unrelated question.
Hold on. Whoa. Okay. So Zoom kicked me out and then like got me back in. So I don't know. Like, oh my happened. God. I was like, what? Hello?
Okay. Well, that works. You're here.
Hey, I'm back. Here. Yay. I left for a tiny bit, I guess. Okay.
It didn't even look like you left on my end.
Oh, were you able to hear me?
I couldn't hear you, but it didn't look like you were gone. That's the thing.
Oh, that's weird. It like said no one was talking and I was like, Mary? And then it just closed out and then it opened back up and I was like, oh, okay.
All right. Well, Zoom's being fun.
I love it.
In general, what are your book recommendations?
Oh my gosh. One of my favorite books is, and I will recommend this to literally everyone, is 1Q84 by Haruki Murakami. Got like parallel universes, like the sci-fi, the fantasy. It's so good. I like to read a lot of fiction novels. And so that's mainly what I like, is that type of stuff. Some sci-fi, some fantasy. But like I've been reading the Witcher series, like trying to read through that. That's really good. So mostly like fiction, sci-fi, fantasy is what I like. But 1Q84 is a book that I will recommend everyone read for sure.
Yay. I like hearing different people's like tastes and
it
literature.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's always interesting hearing what other people like.
Yeah. What is one thing you have learned about yourself as a creative after finishing this project?
Something I learned about myself as a creative.
Existential.
I know. I have to think about this. My identity as a creator. I kind of learned more so about being able to think on my feet a little bit more and like not having that person to bounce off of and talk to directly. Like it was more so having to like, I'm going to have to adapt to this situation. So being able to better, I guess, adapt to not having all the resources, like not having Dulcet with me when I was recording. That was a big thing, was making sure that I was able to bounce off in a natural way without the person in a very unnatural situation. So that's kind of my big thing. And then that's helped me a lot with other projects too, because like with like Tom's series, we were able to be improv together and just being able to naturally get that more like, okay, I need to be able to like think about what my partner is going to do in this situation, how my partner is going to sound without actually having them with me. So a big part of it, I think, was thinking on your feet. And since then I've done more like original stuff and improv stuff, which is really fun instead of just scripts. So that's cool.
That is cool. That's pretty cool. And that flows into this one. Mm-hmm. Is it easier to perform a VA to silent listener script or a VA to VA script?
I don't think one's easier. I think they both have their own challenges with them. Whenever it's just the listener, I can kind of make it more so me, Bunny, talking to the listener, because I, even with scripts, I typically tweak them a bit to fit more of how I talk and my style and how I would do things. But with another VA, it's typically you're a character, which getting into character is one thing, but I don't think one's easier. I like both, but I don't think one's like easier or harder than the other.
Such a diplomatic answer. I love it. It's great.
I'm a peacemaker. That's all.
How do you find the motivation to keep going when you're dealing with a bigger project?
I mean, with the bigger project, that was for one of the big things with the bigger project was it wasn't just me. It wasn't like me doing a self-imposed deadline, me doing self-imposed projects. It was like, oh, other people are relying on me to get this done and do this well. And so when it comes to doing my own stuff on top of larger projects, it's more so like, this is something I get to do for me. So my motivation is like, instead, like that's the de-stress, like no one's counting on me for the me stuff. Like I can just do my own thing. And so that was more, it was more of like a de-stressor. It's a separation in the sense that like, oh, not all the, there's not as much pressure. So my motivation comes from actually from there being less pressure.
That's amazing.
I'm like, no, it's counting on me here.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I feel like, again, we fast forward 5 years and you've secretly come up with the cure to cancer.
That's basically it. Yeah. Honestly, have you been talking to my mom? She wants me to cure everything.
Oh, my gosh. She knows you only have one lifetime, right? Like
that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Like you got to... Yeah, sometimes it's good to diversify. Other times you got to focus in. So thinking about all of your work mm-hmm. from the beginning until now,
okay,
what work that you've done are you most proud of?
Oh gosh, most proud of. In terms of like editing wise, there's a couple, I'm really proud of the works where I got to, because again, I haven't been around super duper long. I've been around for about 4 months at this point. But the works where I got to do, like I was figuring out stuff about editing and doing more of like the SFX stuff, those are the ones I'm really proud of. So like the free use, the camping scripts, the Sorceress Librarian, things like that, where I got to really like have fun with it and make it more of like an art project than just an audio. I'm really proud of those ones.
That's fantastic. That's actually really good too. Like, yeah. I like it when people are proud when they've challenged themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And it's been, I still like, I don't know like that much about editing. So I'm always finding out things and it's really fun. I'm like, oh, wow, I could have been doing this the whole time. But I'm definitely really, really proud of the ones where I got to really like make it its whole little immersive experience. I really like those ones.
Aw, that's nice. Yeah. So I know you've done like kind of improvs, right? Mm-hmm. Have you also written your own scripts? Because I'm trying to remember your like lexicon of work.
I haven't. So the thing is I've tried to write scripts and I can't. I can't do it. With my own work, I literally like, I don't even do beats. I'm so bad. I just sit down and start talking. I talk. That's it. Like, I just start going. I don't do beats. I don't do anything. I'm like, here's a general idea of what I'm doing. Okay. Please don't tell the people that commission.
Oh my God.
People commission me. Like, I just like would read the thing they want. I'm like, okay. And then I just sit down and start talking.
That's good though.
I don't do beats. Well, because I get to, I overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
I want it so badly to be perfect and good, but I just end up overthinking it. And I don't want to like, and then it sounds like fake and I don't know. So I don't write. I can't write. I'm a terrible writer.
Well, then I'm going to reword this question.
Okay.
So of the audios you've done that are improvised, that you've improvised, what mm-hmm. would you like to have actually happen in your real life?
Oh, like which audio would I want to like be a real situation?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Those are naughty. audios I've improvised. I've improvised. Let's see. The things I've improvised are either overtly sexual, super comforting, or that one time Tom and I were kidnapped. So, not that one.
I was about to be like, oh, okay. So...
Not that one. I'm not trying to get kidnapped. Things I've improved. I like the improv scripts where I've been in fantasy worlds. Like I've improved some succubus stuff and some other ones where I was like in a fantasy world. So that would be fun. More so than it's fun, more so than I want to be a succubus.
You just want to be one for a day.
That's for like, a day. I kind of want to see what it's like, you know. Yeah, you know,
just try it out. Feel for it.
Dip my toes in the water.
It's like, what is it? It's like a co-op placement where you try a job. Like, that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. The trial period. The 30-day trial period.
You're on probation as a succubus. Oh, God. The review for that at the end. Sorry. You did not steal enough souls through sex.
I know. I know. God damn it. I didn't meet my quota. My numbers were terrible.
I like this answer. I think it's fantastic. we kind of touched on this, mm-hmm. but now the question is being asked directly. From everybody in the collab, what was your favorite couple or character?
Oh, God. Favorite couple or character. I loved Oliver and Liam. But for favorite... Oh, man. I'm trying to think. Let me think. Favorite couple or character. I don't know, man. It's got to be Rudy.
Yes! Somebody picked
Rudy's
the dog!
My favorite character. It's Rudy. I went out into a snowstorm for Rudy. What do you mean?
I even what was that? Because I interviewed Koala yesterday, and that moment came up where I was just like, the performance was so perfect because you've got, like, you're going, Rudy! Rudy into the snowstorm dramatically. And then you've got Koala being like, God damn it, Olivia! No! And then she gets into the house and you can tell she's concerned, but also incredibly annoyed. Like, of course.
I know, because I'm definitely the annoying little sister. It's like, God damn it. Why would you go out into... God damn it. And then there's me that's like, gotta go out into a blizzard for my baby, BRB. Rudy. Rudy for sure.
That's a fantastic answer. I love that. I was like, somebody picked Rudy. This is great.
Who isn't picking Rudy? What the hell?
What was it? Eli actually picked Olivia and Taylor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
One, absolutely adorable couple was part of it.
Aw.
And two, he said he really likes it when you have characters who you think they're going to be the dom or the submissive and the roles are actually reversed.
Yeah, no, that's, I actually really like that dynamic too. When you have like the one that is so stereotypically the dom stereotype, but like they're the subby one. I love that. That's like one of my favorite like tropes.
Yeah. Well, it's a sweet one too. Uh-huh. Like there's a lot of sweetness behind it too. So yeah. According to Eli, you guys were the most adorable couple.
Aw, thanks, Eli. He's probably not going to listen to this, but thanks, Eli.
Now we have to make him.
Honestly.
So after you completed this big audio production or any giant audio production, was there any kind of personal realization or a new understanding about yourself, your skills and capabilities?
It definitely makes me want to learn more and be able to do more, because in terms of big projects, like a lot of my collabs, have I edited any of my collabs? I think all of my collabs were edited by other people. So I really want to be able to try, as much as I hate editing, I do want to learn it and I want to get good at it and be able to do it. And so mostly after collabs and big projects, I'm like, oh, I want to learn how to do this thing, especially with Eli's editing. After hearing it, like Eli's editing is so amazing. He impresses me every single time with his editing skills. And so anytime, like listening to it, I was like, I really want to be able to do this and like be really good at creating an entire little immersive experience with the editing and the sound effects and all of that.
I gotta mention this because Eli thought it was hilarious. So whenever I listen to an audio, the thing that I will gravitate to is absolutely not sexual at all. Like, it'll be some really weird random thing.
Okay.
And for this entire project, my absolute favorite effect that I think about periodically was when the car pulls over in the snow and stops. Because I was like, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
And then Eli, because I said that to Eli when I was like doing this with him, and he goes, that took me 30 minutes to do. That one effect. So I'm just like, you're on another plane that you can figure that out.
I don't know. Like every, oh man, the thing that I always, like, this is still in my head of the neighbor when the listener is running and takes out the headphone. Like,
yes!
Oh my God!
It was so good.
I am never going to get over that. I still think about it.
It was such a good choice.
It's been like 3 months since I listened to it. I'm never going to get over it.
But no, he does that. He just does these choices where you're just like, I didn't even know that was a possibility.
No, exactly. But that's amazing. I still don't know how he did it. I still don't know how. And I'm like, tell me. How did you do that? Like, no. So it's things like that where I hear things like that. I'm like, how did you even do that? Where I'm like, okay, I want to learn how to be able to do that. Cause like, what the hell? That's amazing.
No, it's next plane with him. And the fact that he figures out how to do it on his own, like he doesn't go to tutorials or anything.
I'm no, just like, he does trial and error. It's amazing.
Yeah. So we've talked about how you felt at the end and during and being brought on. But when you're approaching a project and you're going to go and record, how do you prepare for that?
I kind of try, I take like a chunk of basically what would be the dialogue and everything. Like here, it was me talking to other characters or it's me talking to the listener. And I try saying it in different ways a few times. I kind of try and get a vibe for what, like with Olivia, she very much had her set character. You know, she was like a nomad who didn't want to be tied down, was off doing her own thing and da da da. And she, I very much had to like, I kind of listened to music and like try to find characters that kind of help me resonate with that or that have that same attitude. That's kind of how I do it. With Olivia, it was a lot of like, just kind of listening to music that I thought Olivia would listen to actually.
That's really cool.
Yeah. That's what kind of how I do it.
What did you think Olivia would listen to? I'm curious now.
Okay. Let's see. I have some obscure ass stuff, Olivia. God damn it.
I like it when you talk about a character you've played as though they're a real person. God damn her. Like,
like damn you, Olivia. I thought she would listen to kind of some, let me see, I had a whole playlist where I was like, okay, this seems like Olivia. Where is it? I'm looking at my Spotify. Hold on. So she listens, she goes off to like all these other places and everything. So I had like some random ass like Icelandic music and like French music. I basically just had a bunch of songs from different parts of the world because I was like, Olivia's off doing her own thing in an igloo.
So it's totally true. I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly. So I had like some like there is a lot of different like countries mostly because just to like she's all over the place. She's not in one place. She's not stuck at home. She's off in an igloo or off backpacking somewhere or doing something. So that was kind of how I got, that's kind of how I treated her music.
In other words, she's having a really bad time during COVID.
Oh yeah, no, she's struggling. Oh my God, imagine how pissed she'd be.
I know.
She'd be livid. Oh, she'd be so upset.
She and Taylor are in therapy right now.
that's been causing marital strife.
Yeah, like that's what's happening. Taylor's setting up like mini music theater things with puppets.
I know. Oh, Taylor Wood.
Yeah, I know. Okay, final question.
Okay.
That was completely out of left field.
Ooh.
And I've been getting some interesting responses, so it's
ooh,
good.
Okay.
Of all the VAs on all the Gone Wild related subreddits, which mm-hmm. are plentiful,
mm-hmm.
of all of them, what is a VA you think you could take individually in a bare knuckle fist fight?
Okay, well, Hunt for one.
I'm happy you said that.
I would fight Hunt, like, straight up. Hunt's my best friend and I adore him, but, like, I'd fight him. I'd fight him.
And like, there's a prize, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Hunt for one, I would try to fight. I wouldn't fight Eli. He's too tall and he'd just make fun of me.
He just has to sit on someone.
I know.
Like, that's all he has to do.
Tree man, honestly. Okay, who else would I fight? Okay, yeah, Hunt, I would fight. I told Deadly I'd fight him, so I'd probably fight Deadly. Who else would I fight? I'm trying to think of girls I would fight, but I can't really think of any girls that I would fight. I don't want to fight any of the girls. The men, I'm like, come here and fight me, but the girls, I don't want to fight.
That's amazing. Sorry.
Any of the girls, but the men, ooh, the men, I'll fight. Let's see. Fanboy, probably. I'd probably fight Fanboy. Mostly for how he drinks coffee. It triggers my fight or flight. That man drinks like 99% coffee creamer and then like 1% coffee, and it, ooh, man.
But that's not coffee.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. I'd fight him.
You're having cream.
Exactly.
With coffee flavoring. That's what you're doing.
Thank you. Oh my God. It makes me sick to my stomach watching him drink coffee. It's, well, no, no. So probably Fanboy for how he drinks coffee.
Deadly, just it's like because specifically for that.
Like, it's honestly just that. That's my one issue. That's my one qualm with him.
I'm picturing this John Wick movie being made, but it's you going after him for how he drinks coffee.
That's basically true.
Well, no, how he drinks his creamer, let's be honest.
How he drinks his creamer, honestly. But I would fight FB for that. Deadly, I would fight just because. And then Hunt, I would fight for a multitude of reasons.
Okay, I gotta say, you're the only one who just went hands down without thinking, this is who I'd fight. Like, you're everybody else hum and haw and really think about it, but you're just like, nah, this one. Fight this one. The only one who came close to you was Koala, and Koala actually picked three people to take on at the same time.
Oh, yeah, Koala said the demon boys.
Yeah.
To Crunch, Deadly, and Moral. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, you know what?
I'd good fight Crunch, you. But I think Crunch would like it too much. Crunch would like me to fight him. Because one time I was talking to Crunch and I was like, dude, I'm going to fight you one day. He's like, please do. It'd be an interesting story to tell. And I was God. Wait. I take it back.
It's no good if you enjoy it. God.
Exactly. Exactly. Deadly, I'd fight just because, honestly. Just
no, and I then can't. Like, what is it? Eli and Bye Boy would fight because neither of them want to fight. So it'd just be them like kind of
sitting sort of, there.
Yeah, sitting,
and drinking
poking.
Earl Grey tea.
Oh my God. Of course they would. That's a good.
Sitting
exactly
there drinking Earl
do.
Grey tea and eating some goose or some duck.
Yeah. Super with pinkies out. Pinkies out the whole
pinkies
way.
Pinkies out. That's it. They're just like gently like fighting with their pinkies. That's how they fight. Who's the fancier lad who gets the blazer?
Oh my God.
That's the entry.
The club, instead of it's pinky fencing.
Pinky fencing. That's the entry for getting into the fancy club.
Oh, this is amazing. So we're at the end. So is there anything you want to say to people? I'm cool with you promoing stuff or saying what you have coming out down the pipe, anything like that. So go.
I mean, thank you everyone for listening to the Christmas special. It was a labor of love by a lot of people. A lot of people worked hard on it. It was so much fun. And I hope that you guys got to get exposed to some new VAs that way and introduced, to some new types of audios. Yeah, thank you guys for listening and for taking time to listen to this, and for Tamiri for interviewing me and for putting together that monster of a project. Honestly insane. I don't know how you did it.
I don't know either. It's kind of a blur now.
It's like, all a fever dream.
Yeah, like I'm being asked, like, how long did it take you to write it? I sound like I know what I'm talking about. It's all estimates. I don't remember.
You don't remember. You blocked that out, honestly. Yeah,
blocked it out. That way, so eventually I'll do it again because I'll forget how painful it was. But no, for serious though, if we ever do a project of this side, there's got to be a GoFundMe or something, because people need to get paid.
I can't imagine like how much work you put into that and you didn't get paid for it.
And like Eli, even though he never asked to be paid, he needs to get paid for editing.
Oh that. My god, he does.
Yeah,
Eli really needs to get paid for editing that.
All right, well, bye-bye people.
Bye everyone.